Hello, welcome to Angry Little Welshman and Friends. This is a trigger warning that this covers very sensitive topics, it has very sweary language, and also has real emotions. So please bear this in mind when listening. Enjoy!
Right. Grow a pair.
Yeah, man.
Relax. Grow a pair.
Who's the dad? Man up.
Man up.
It's a man's job.
Get up. You're a grown boy.
Man
up. Grow a pair. Just punch him back.
And I'm not afraid. I don't need money, man. I don't even need a future. You know, I can poke my eyes out. At least I know that I was doing something real for 2 or 3 seconds, you know? It's all about fear. I'm not afraid anymore, man. Fuck it!
Hello. Welcome back. Welcome back. What's it been, a 6-week hiatus? This is only episode 2. It's been a while since the first episode. I had loads planned in and I thought, here we go, momentum. I've got interviews booked in. But it's been a while. Summer's been good, I guess. A bit random. I'll go more into that in a bit. But long story short, I lost 2 fully recorded podcasts, and this is why there has been a break. I was due to release 1 2 weeks ago and then another today, or this week, but something happened to my computer and I lost them. They were all ready to go. So one of them was an interview with 2 young directors and producers studying at the moment, Ralph and Ahmed, who had made a short film looking at intermittent explosive disorder. And it was really interesting chat. It was great. I'm trying to rearrange. Hopefully we'll get it soon. The other one was with the fantastic Jim from Mental Forge, who does a lot of positive work, investing time in creating conversations and spaces and safe spaces for men to talk about mental health more and raise more awareness around mental health for men. I was fucking furious. Did I cry? I don't know. I think I headbutted my punch bag a few times. It was pretty full on time. And then since then I've been meant to be doing, I thought, fuck it, I need to get a solo one out. And I've been putting that off. I don't know why. I don't know if any of yourselves, you know, you put things you know you should do, or even things you want to do that you just keep putting off and off and off. I kept making up excuses like I didn't have time. This was very low down on my agenda, but I'm doing it now. It's very unscripted. It's going to be very short because we don't have a guest today, unfortunately. This is why this episode is going to be called Angry Little Welshman and Billy No Mates. Although Bobby the dog, my dog, is behind me. He's currently being very silent, observing the world outside the window. I think he's guarding the house. That's him guarding the house. So it's been a tough old time, to be quite honest, since our last podcast. So what have I been up to? Oh God, I've done loads. I've got away over the last month and a bit. Was in Budapest, training to be a human rights educator with young people, other young trainers from across Europe, which was amazing. Really great experience. Had some really interesting conversations about mental health and men's mental health as well. There was a lot of conversation and heated conversation around gender, actually, which was interesting as well. Just goes to show how, you know, we are all very far apart and independent, and in our thinking around mental health and around gender as well. That provided for some really interesting stories, but it was very much my takeaway was, I think some people just couldn't quite understand other people's points of views, which was interesting given the space you're at. Human rights education, you think you've got one of the main things you've got to take into account is the culture from which the people you are speaking to are from, and that baseline isn't the same as yours usually. But anyway, that was awesome. A lot of fun, great to get away, tried some great beers, and just had some great chats with people about mental health and other stuff. I do talk about other stuff. I don't just meet people and go, hi, so mental health. Yeah, it's not just all I do. Yeah, and then obviously just getting annoyed at the podcast was one of my main things that has been difficult. In general, it's been a weird time in the last 2 weeks, shall we say. Had some in terms of my mood, my well-being, it's been very up and down. And the week before last, I just had a very low week, no motivation, just one of those things where my mind felt like there were 1,000 ghosts representing things I need to do, things I want to do, things I know I should do to help my mental health. And because they're ghost-like, I couldn't quite grab them to do them, and they're just swirling around my head, unable to focus on anything, which really gets me down. So that was really hard week. Then I did bounce back a bit last week and had some good motivation, focused on a few things, just kind of putting one foot in front of the other with all the stuff I've got going on. But yeah, I do find one of the biggest things that triggers my mental health is time and things to do or tasks, and I'm constantly trying to balance those two to the point where I eventually just give up and do nothing at all. So I'm either all or nothing, which isn't, you know, healthy, and maybe I do too much. That's something I'm constantly reviewing. But yeah, it was just a lot of different things I've. That sort of thing. The other thing that's been was getting me down is I'm quite weird. I've got weird physical problems at the moment. I've got a really sore hip, which has for now made me incapacitated me to be able to run. It's been just, it's almost been 3 weeks now since I've been able to do a proper run, and that is really affecting my mental health in two ways. Running is my my focus time. Can't do much else on a run other than listen to the music I'm listening to and run. But the other thing as well is I do have quite low, issues with my own body image. And I've definitely put on weight. I was back home in the summer briefly and used the scales, and I haven't weighed that much since I was younger. And I know I say it sounds silly. It's not silly. Is what I would tell myself if someone said something similar to me, because it impacts how you feel about yourself and your self-esteem. So that's really been getting to me, because I don't feel like I can do much to lose the weight if I can't run. I know that you can, and people do lose weight without running, but I don't know. It's just because I can't jump or skip or anything like that. And I just don't see any way of shifting it, which is really... Yeah, and when you can't fit into some of your clothes, you know, that just wrecks me, just tears me to shreds. So that's been weighing on my mind recently. I am going to try a bike ride after I've recorded this, and I'll check in with how that was next time for you. I'm trying not to buying bigger clothes, so I have some clothes to wear that I'm feel more comfortable in. But anyway, enough about... So that's, yeah, so that week was just a shitstorm. But yeah, I had a good week last week. Actually, I think just focusing on one thing at a time prevents me from starting to think about the usual funnel of worthlessness and hopelessness that I go down sometimes, where I just don't see the point in anything. And it's not to say that I wish to end my life, it's just the world in general just seems pointless sometimes. So I'm just sharing that. That's a bit much, maybe, I don't know. But there is a warning before this. But yeah, so I turned some of that anger into angergy, just doing one task at a time. Got a few fun things coming up soon. And yeah, we'll see how things go. But yes, this has been an interesting reflection this week. So, angry point of the week. So, this is only the second one, so usually my intro wouldn't be that long either, but I'm aware that it's just me today. And each podcast, I'm going to just reflect on something. Could be a diagnosis, a ramble about a terminology, something from the world of mental health and anger, maybe. And something I'm referencing, I actually found on CNBC's website. And I'll put the link in the description, same with most things I talk about today, which I guess is a headline saying, a neuroscientist shares the 6 exercises she does every day to build resilience and mental strength. Yes, I click on these. Yes, like a prick. Yes. I take something away from them, but I probably spend more time reading the 7 best things you should do every morning before 7 o'clock. And it's like, read a book for 5 minutes, pat your dog for 10 minutes, I don't know, fucking massage your feet for another 10 minutes. Those stupid fucking things that are just like, a lot of them are unrealistic. But anyway, I clicked on this one. And there was actually something in it that I thought was interesting. About anxiety and anger. Now, as you may or may not know, I struggle with anxiety and depression. Undiagnosed, but nonetheless, I reckon, doctors and counsellors alike are all saying I would have had a diagnosis if I was a young person. But pretty much impossible as an adult. One of their points, I haven't even read the rest of it, I just thought this point was interesting, was around turning anxiety into progress. It's always in the language of these motivational talkers, isn't it? And one of the main things I took from it was the first point. I mean, you can look at them all. So it talks about turning, I guess, these negative emotions into positive emotions. We're trying to use that motivation, which is what anger is about. And what it says on anger is, anger can block your attention and ability to perform, which is obviously correct. When I get angry, I flip out, I'll want to punch a wall or something, or I'll binge eat. Those are usually my two coping mechanisms, as opposed to trying to be more mindful about it. So it says, anger could block your attention and ability to perform, or the capital letters, just to emphasize, you know, the or, and it does the same for all of them. It could fuel and motivate you, sharpen your attention, and serve as a reminder of what's important. Which, you know, jokes aside for these fan 5 billion articles out there of, these are great things you should do. That did resonate a lot with me. That is what I feel, that's anger-y. That's what I try to do with my anger. I try to use it to fuel my motivation to make things better, to follow leads, to set up programs, to reach out to friends, and so on and so forth. It was really interesting, and it goes on to talk about a few others, which I thought were interesting. So it talks about fear, sadness, worry, and frustration. And which is, you know, and it's actually quite clever. I think it's interesting looking at these negative characteristics, traits, feelings, and how you can, how it can be created or turned around, reframed using language of an intelligent person into something of benefit. So take a look at it. See if any of those things kind of work for you. It's a contributor piece, there you go, from someone called Wendy Suzuki. Don't know if there's any relation, and I'll tag them and stuff, so you can find them and see if that person's, you know, could be helpful for you as well. I'm gonna check around. Yeah, so I've got to give her credit for that. The other six things, what are the six things? Let's look at it. Visualize positive outcomes. I guess, we all, which I think is interesting, we all visualize positive outcomes, right? And you wouldn't visualize a negative outcome. I'm going to do this thing next week and it's going to be shit. You wouldn't, that's not how you, anyway. Then there's the turn anxiety in progress. What's number three? Try something new. I champion that a lot. I love trying new things. I mean, I'm not reading out my dating profile. I love trying new things because everyone says that, but not many people do. But I do think there's something about actively looking for something random to do every few months, even, you know, even if you just push to just test your personality and boundaries a bit every now and again. It's important to keep your wits about you. I don't know why people always say that, don't they? Keep your wits about you. I don't know what I'm keeping my wits about me for. I'm like, is there a predator or something going to eat me? Yes, the predator's anxiety. Oh, that's terrible, isn't it? Anyway, but no, generally, you know, trying new things, it boosts your confidence, or can do. You know, be realistic with what you try. I remember when I started swing dancing, obviously very nervous. I did it as a way of meeting people, and I kind of guess I always wanted to be able to do some dancing. And turned into a great part of my life now. I can get that. Reach out. Yeah, well, fucking ask for help, staying connected. I feel like currently, over the last year, everyone else is so wrapped up in their own shit that it's really hard to for anyone to look after anyone else unless you're physically there. You know, people don't phone people anymore to be like, hello. I think if I phone someone now and say, oh, all right, fancy a chat? Everybody would be like, what's wrong? Go away. Why are you calling me? They think I'm some sort of sinister person looking, yeah. What do you want? Is usually the thing that we first ask now. So if someone calls, it's usually for a reason. I did get into a habit of calling people at random and being like, yeah, just calling to see how you're doing. And you could tell by the tone of their voice how freaked out they are. Oh, yeah, all right. We got 10 minutes? Oh, yeah. And they turned in the great chats. Practice positive self-tweeting, number five. I mean, I don't tweet much. Similar, I guess you could do the same for any social thing. So if you're doing any social stuff into the social sphere, positive self-tweeting. I mean, if I tweet or post on Instagram, it's a mixture. And I like to think that by being open about my own mental health, that it is a positive. It's a positive thing in that it shows other people that there are others out there having similar, not the same, but similar experiences, so that they, you know, they're not alone. From a lot of young people I work with over the COVID, I don't know what's it going to be called anyway, COVID times. A lot of people with quite severe mental health illness said they Instagram and things were quite a savior for them, because they formed communities, and just by connecting with people in similar circumstances to them across the UK or even across the world, gave them a sense of hope. So that's one of the things. And obviously there's stuff about energy that I try to do. Number six, immerse yourself in nature. I think we all know this, don't we? Like, being in nature is really good for you. Or if you don't live near it, again, it's a bit unrealistic. Like, I used to live in London, and don't get me wrong, there were parks and stuff nearby, but you can always hear a road. What does it mean by immerse? Like, does it mean live in a tree naked for a week? And you know, not wash, and perhaps I should do that, just not shower for a week, and then, you know, by the end of the week when we go back to the office, I'll be stinking. Like, are you okay, Nick? Yeah, I'm just immersing myself in nature by not having a shower, and because it's a human's product of water. I don't know, but I mean, we know it's useful. Maybe I should do that more. Don't know. I mean, feel free to tweet anything with hashtag Angerji. If you are immersing yourself in nature, if you are positive self-tweeting, if you're reaching out, or if you're turning anxiety into progress, I might steal that term. Or I'll tag you, Wendy. It is Wendy, isn't it? I'll tag you, Wendy, every time I say that phrase. Turning anxiety into progress. Sounds like the, sounds like a tagline for, like a, ha! Sounds like a tag. You know what it does sound like a tagline for? A mental health drug. Turning anxiety into progress. Anxiety pazine. Anyway. Yeah, so that's my mental health of what do I call this segment? Angry point of the week. Angry reflection of the week. Should be just be mental reflection of the week. Anyway, so yeah. So this next segment is called hashtag Angerji. I just prowl through, sounds a bit sinister, doesn't it? I just prowl through the internet looking on Instagram and things to see if anyone's used the hashtag Angerji. Needless to say, this isn't that popular yet, so early days. But 15 weeks ago, someone called CB Wonder on Instagram, and I will tag them. So hi, CB Wonder. Tagged a picture of Squidward from SpongeBob SquarePants rubbing lemon in his eyes with the line, "When life gives you lemons, just make lemonade." And then it says, "Me, when life finally gives me lemons." And he gets a lemon and just shoves it in his eyes in pain. Yeah, I know that feeling. I'm not going to try and interpret it, CB Wonder. You can feel free to tag me and retweet, whatever you want to do. But yeah, thanks CB Wonder. That was 15 weeks ago. And then there was another one from a band, June 10th, this wasn't too long ago, called Fier José. And it's a four-track EP. And their hashtag is Melancholic Energy. It's a bit of a long hashtag, guys. I probably should listen to the music beforehand, but I'll listen to it afterhand. Is that a word? Afterhand? Should be. I like it. I'll do it afterhand. Overhand? You'll notice with this podcast, my grammar is terrible. But, you know, I suppose that's why you love me, innit? Thanks for your Jose for tagging Angerji. I'm sure you did it because I said something. Yeah, you didn't. It was before the first one. So, doesn't make any sense. Yeah, and that was it, really, on the hashtag Angerji segment. But please do, if you do something like turning anxiety into progress, or anything really where it's around mental health, when you're bouncing back is where I use it a lot, kind of turning that Angerji into some energy, turning that anger into energy, hashtag energy. And before each episode, I'll see what is out there. There was nothing on Twitter, nothing other than what I post. So hopefully that might change by next time. Maybe the people I interview will start tagging it. Create a trend! Really need to get on some of the other ones on my like TokTik or chat, snap people, whatever they're called. I'm pretending I don't know. Of course I fucking know. I work with young people. It's just me trying to be cool. So that's the end of that segment. I'm going to go straight into the next segment. So usually I have someone to interview. I do have more interviews lined up. I'm aware you can hear my chair creaking as well, which is why I'm trying to remember to stop going backward. But it's just myself. And what I'm going to do different from the first one is I'm going to look at some angry news with the guest next time. But I've done some trawling and to see what's in the news this week. There's usually something political, maybe something a bit stupid. So I'm going to go with one of the things I've got on is it's to do with Mr. Joe Wicks. Computer noise. And it's to do with... Oh, damn computer noise. I guess this isn't... I don't think he talks about anger in this, but what really made me think about this is because he's doing something about mental health. So Joe Wicks, all of you will know, he became much more famous. Joe, I hope if you're listening, that's okay, and maybe I'll grab you on sometime. Through the lockdown, for his fantastic fitness videos and helping out schools and stuff with PE and things in the height of the pandemic in 2020. And he's now gained, a lot of, rightly so, prestigiousness. I know that's not a word, but I couldn't think of what else to say. And as you know, the body coach. I did a lot of his videos, even before pandemic, actually. I used to do quite a few of his videos. Primarily the Bettle Kells one. Bettle Kells? Kettlebells ones. Bettle Kells. If I had a guess, they'd have laughed. What do you think, Bobby? Yeah, exactly. But he's now come out and saying, exercise for your mental health and the body will follow. Which is an interesting one. I guess I have a bit of a personal gripe when I find that sometimes people jump on the mental health bandwagon after gaining fame somewhere else. So Joe Wicks is due to use mental health as a way, or not use mental health, but talked a touch about his personal issues with his pet, and which is obviously very brave of him, and mental health issues that were in his family, and I think he's using his new fame, if you will, let's be frank, to broach the topic on mental health as well. He talks about burnout, and I'm not surprised he burns out. He's always looks incredibly busy. And so he's looking to talk more about mental health and introduce that into his physical health things. His term is exercise for your mental health and the body will follow, which I mentioned at the start of this, which is interesting because those who know is that it can be the other way. For me, if my body's healthy, my mental health gets better. I feel like it's the body first, then mental health. But it's a vicious circle. He's right as well. And so this will be interesting to monitor. Maybe have a look, check him out on Twitter, see what he's doing. It's a really interesting interview, which again, I'll put on the in the description for you to read about. And you know, he talks about how he does have days where he does emotional eating, as he calls it, and just sits on the sofa. And it's something we all are allowed to do and should do. And but as long as it's your decision and not the monkey on your back's decision, stopping you from doing something you plan to do. Ideally, we're not perfect. So the other, what else? So then particularly looking at, you know, what's in the news? What are people angry about? This is a great story near Birmingham. Mums and dads angry after the school says £109 shoes for kids aren't suitable. So this is a story where a kid's been sent home because they're wearing £109 Doc Martens into school. I did a bit of a cheeky look at the school. I was trying to figure out if it's a, not private, but you know when Tories ripped apart the school system and kind of said, you can all make up schools now as much as you want, but they're called academies and things like that. I was trying to see if it's a public school, as in funded by our money, or if it's a private sector school, if you will. And as far as I can tell, it is what I would call a regular school. I think it's probably funded. But anyway, that's besides the point. I do think it's interesting that I don't know. Does anyone have money to spend £109 on a pair of shoes that a child's going to grow out of in a year and a half? I just think it's, you know, if you're stupid enough to spend that, excuse my judgment, if you're stupid enough to spend that much money on a pair of school shoes, because this is a primary, no, it's a high school. But, you know, and don't get me wrong, Dr. Martin's last years, I've got a pair that I've had for 5.5 years, but my feet haven't changed size for, I'd say at least 22 years. I don't know, what age do your feet stop growing? But yeah, so it just made me laugh. I just thought it was to get that angry. And then lastly, which is a more political thing, was about the universal credit. So recently, Theresa Coffey, who is the Work and Pension Secretary, was accused of she doesn't know how universal credits work. They've taken £20 a week off people's allowance. They're calling the £20 uplift, they're scrapping the £20 uplift from universal credit at the end of the month. which I think was to do with COVID. And she says that you can make up the difference by working. Now, I don't, for those of you who've maybe never had to get job seekers or never used Universal Credit, but I'm sure most people are aware that your Universal Credit is dependent on maybe your income, your savings, the worth of your house. You know, they take into consideration literally every financial element of your life. And the more you earn, no matter how little, the less they'll give. So you can get, like, if you're working a few hours a week, you can still get Universal Credit to top up what they consider. Now, what she's saying is they're taking this 20 quid off, that if they were to work like an extra, I don't think how many, I think they worked it, she suggests it's just an extra 2 days or something a week. But what we found out is it's claimants would have to actually work 6 hours extra a week to make up for the 20 week cut, because the minimum wage is set at a certain price. But then, what? Long story short, what that would mean is they would then not be able to claim Universal Credit at all. So they would actually be getting less, far less money on a weekly basis, just because they're working 6 hours, the way the tax and everything works out, would just screw everyone over. So rightly so, a lot of people are angry at that. I'm angry at that. And if you're angry at that, I'm putting a link of this in the description. I'll also put a link to somewhere you could do, a site that you can go to sign up about petitions about it and learn more if you wanted to do some help and use your anger to make positive energy and positive change. That would be great. Ooh, that was weird. Yeah, that's it from, I guess, like I said, the interview. News review. That's it for today. That's it for the cast. What are we on? 30 minutes. It's way longer than I thought it was going to be. But that's a good length, I think. Yeah, so that's it for this week. I'm going to try and get more interviews and things done. If you'd like to be on the show, you have an opinion to give about anger, about mental health, about men's mental health, please get in touch. I'd like to again give a huge thanks to Ralph, Ahmed and Jim, whose podcasts have been lost to technology cock-ups. We will look to interview them again, but their links are below if you want to look at their work. Yeah, it's been interesting doing this on my own. First time I've ever done it. I'd be curious to get reviews. Can you give me ratings on stuff like iTunes and things? Yeah, please do. Thanks for listening. Please follow on Instagram. There's a YouTube page, Twitter account, All Angry Little Welshman, for videos, posts, and general stupid engagement. And shag and share and tag me if you'd like to share your stories with hashtag Angergy. And you can also, you know, if you'd like to do more work with me, there's my website, www.nrmyouth.co.uk. There's a specific page there for Angry Little Welshman also. Yeah. And I think that's everything, you know. Be kind to yourself as we come out of these strange times. The future is still quite unpredictable. Be kind to everyone and yourself, actually, as well. And until next time, remember to harness your anger.